We are learning Masechta Shavuos Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are starting 12 lines from the top of Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph by Rameya Omer. We learned so far in the Mishnah that four things don't have Shvua or Kefel or Tshumi Abba B'chamisha. What are they? Avodim, Shtarez, Kakaris, Taktashois. And we also learned that Shem Echina was make a Shvua, and it's a Sachar, usually Chayev, Shem Sachar is Chayev Gnev Aveda. Those things are not Chayev Gnev Aveda. And then later on, the Mishnah says, Rameya says that even certain things that look like karka, which shouldn't have a moed mixer, doesn't have shua, still is not like karka. What was the case? He said, if I tell you, you owe me 10 gefanim full of grapes, I gave it to you, and you say, no, only five. You only give me five. So it's moed mixer, so you have a shua. Now we're talking about karka, it's mechobel karka, these gefanim, but still, Rameya says, you chayev, and Chum says, you potter. So it sounds like Rameya holds that karka means dafka, karka itself, like real estate itself. But trees seem like, if you're Rameya, all trees are considered metatlin. Zokti Gemara, Mechlal, the Rameya saw it called Mechubel Karka and Karka. Just because it's Mechubel Karka doesn't mean it's Karka. It's not like Karka, it's like metatlin. So if that's the case, Freit the Gemara, why do we have to talk about that the vines are full of grapes? Why do you have to argue with the case where the vines are full of grapes? Even if it's empty of grapes, it should still be a machlaikis. Zokti Gemara, no. Which means like this. Really, everyone agrees. If it's mechobel karka, it's din of karka. There's no shvua on such a thing. So why here is there a shvua for Rameh? We're talking about anovim that oimdoisli botzer. The grapes are ready to be harvested. They're ripe already. So the grapes are harvested. The Rameh is sovik kibsuris damyan. Ki'il was harvested already. So it's metatlim. That's why I have a shvua. But Rabbanan Savri loika kibsuris damyan. It's not like it's harvested and therefore it's still mechubel karka, and even though it's ripe, but as long as it's mechubel karka, it's din of karka, and there is no shvua. Then the Mishnah said at the end, a klal. Einu shvam el adovah shvam midovah shvam mishkal. It has to be a defined amount in order to be chayiv moida miksas. Like the Mishnah's example was, if I tell you, you know, you took a house full of tefuah from me, and the guy says, no, here it is, here's the house. So the halach is, in such a case, you are potter from moida miksas. Why? Because it's not a dovah mesuyim, it's not a defined amount. It's not a defined amount. Mashenka, if I tell you, I gave you a house with tefuah until the beam, he says, no, they only had tefuah until the window, that's considered defined, and that's considered moed mixas. That's what our Mishnah says. So, Amar Abaye, lo yishorod omar lo yibayestam. It's only if he said bayestam. Avar omar lo yibayezeh, if I point the specific house, say, this house was full to the top with tefuah, bayezeh mali, the idea tanesa. It's very clear. Because I said this house was full, and you give me back the house half full. So that's called defined according to Abaye. Because it started off as a full house, and now it's coming back as a half a house. And I know exactly which house we're talking about. So that's called defined according to Abaye. The Rava argues, only Rava. If that's the case, that's called defined. If the Sefer says that if someone says it's the beam, and other one says the windowsill, Yechayiv, Liflay, Velistay, Vididay, you could say in the Mishnah alone, it said bias is no good, why do you have to run to a case of Araziz, Arachaloin? In the case of bias alone, you could be Mechalik and say there's a difference. Medvaram Wurim bias Mali. When the halacha in the Mishnah is that it's not Moed the Mixas of bias Mali. Of a bias Zeh, Mali Chayiv. So Rava says, if you don't have to run to Ziz and Chaloyin. Just say bias Zeh or stand bias. Elom Rava, lo'oilom in the Chayiv actually, tenam davash minos miskol vashemidah. So Rava says, no, you're wrong. You have to tie it with a defined amount and be made with a defined amount. And the question is, what did Rava answer? We just said bias is better because this bias is, we're talking about a specific bias. So I know, I said I gave you a full bias and you're giving me back a half a full of bias. It's on the same house. Why is it not called defined? So what's Rava's answer really? You're giving me back empty, emptier, missing, nearest chasroino. It's obvious, right? Either that when it's missing a little bit, you can't tell. You can't tell. It's still called Malaya. And that's not called Hoidah. It's not called Hoidah. That's Midah Mishkol. Inami, Be'inon Sheyaskir Midah Bahadasa. You have to masker the amount when you're being Moida. That is, when you masker the amount when you're Moida, then here you were masked. You just said, here's back the house. You didn't say, I only owe you this much. So that's the Yisoy. The Ran says the same Yisoy. That it has to be B'shasta Hoidah. You have to speak out. I only owe you Three, I only owe you arach aloin. I only owe you a half a kor. Here you said, here's the house. I didn't speak out, specify, I only owe you a half a house. And therefore, that's what Rava says. Lo yim echayas yitain ubedav mishko, yitain of that much, v'mida, v'yoydelo yibimoyid ubedav shemida v'shemishko minyan, it's to define the amount. Zot the Gemara Vayta, Tanya kava say, the Rava, kor tvoa, the brides to bring a riot to Rava. Kor tvoa li biyadcha, is potter. The Brayis is like this. The Brayis first talks about stuff of min ha-taina. If someone tainas, kor tevua li biyadcha, va'lo imer ein lecha biyadi. If the Gemara says, ein lecha biyadi like kidneys, if I tie it to you, you owe me a kor tevua, and you say, no, I only owe you beans. Tevua and beans are a different min, and therefore you're potter. You know why you're potter in this case? Here there's a defined amount, because he said you owe me a kor, which is 30 sa, and he answers back, I only owe you 30 sa of kidneys. So that's not called moed miksas. You know why? Because not min ataina, your potter. Menoire gedoyla yesh lecha biyadcha, and the guy answers, elecha biyadi el menoire katana, is potter. That also is a different min ataina, because a big candelabra is different than a small candelabra, and therefore it's a different min, your potter. Even though they're both menoires. But since I can't take a big menorah and cut it in half, make it a small menorah, because it's a different metzias. That's a different metzias. Like example we're giving is, it could be both a Chevrolet car, and if I say you owe me a Suburban, you say you owe me, no, you owe you an Impala, that's not considered min ha-taina, because it's a different type of vehicle. Even though they're both, one's big Chevrolet, one's a small Chevrolet, but it's a different type of metzias. Here also, menorah, gedoyla, menorah, ketana, a different type of metzias, so therefore you're potter. Azura gedayla yesh to biyadcha. If you ask for a big belt, elicha biyadi azura katana, and the guy says, "No, I'll give you a small belt." You potter also. You have not seen. You might have mixed us over here, but a small belt is not a big belt. It's different mitzvah, so it's not min hataina. So even though it's might have mixed us, these three cases are not min hataina. Either tvua and kidneys, or a big menorah and a small menorah, or a big belt and a small belt. They're all potter. You know why? Because not min hataina. But if a guy says that you owe me a kor tevua, which is 30 saw, and the guy says, no, I only owe you 15 saw of tevua, then you chayev, because that's a minataina. What about a case, menorah bas esa litrin? I say, you owe me a menorah, the weight is 10 litrin. It's 10 ounces. Yesh biyadcha. And the guy says, no, bas litrin. I only owe you a menorah 5 ounces. The loch is yichayev. Because again, that's considered minataina. Ida Shaila is, why the minataina? What you're saying is, the big menorah and a small menorah are two different things. So we're going to have to answer that kasha. Gemara is going to ask it. But the brisa ends off. Kloloi shodava. Lo'ilam inechai v'aychi tenenu v'dava shemida v'shemishku shemida. You have to have a taina v'dava shemida mishku, has to be a defined amount. V'yoida, and the person v'yoida loy v'dava shemida v'shemishku sheminyan. So that's the only time you chayiv. That's the klal. Ad kana brisa. Now, what's the cloud coming to Marba? Close it over the suya mai. Lav la suya bayezem mole. Coming to be Marba. The even bayezem mole, that's not enough. It has to be clearly defined. Oh, yidob, a midob, a mishkol. Bayezem mole is not enough. So it's a riot to Rava. So that's taken care of. It's a riot to Rava. Now we have to explain what is the pshat in this brisa. Umayish no menorah gedol menorah ketana. That there we say, mashatonu loy hoid loy. What his taina was a big menorah, and he wasn't moida a big menorah. Mash hoidlo loy tonole, and what he's moida, he didn't taina, because we said it's two different meaning, two different type of items. So if that's the case, yachi bas eser bas chomish nami mash tonole hoidlo mash hoidlo loy tonole. So when I ask for 10 ounce menorah, and you say I owe you 5 ounce menorah, still it's different menorah. So why is that called minat taina? So Gemara answers, Amar Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, Hach a menorah shechulis eskinon. The case in our Mishnah is talking about a menorah made out of little pieces, like Lego pieces, and I could put it together. So a menorah gedolah, I could break apart and make it smaller. So it's really the same min. It just one's more pieces, one's less pieces. But so it's mamish like a case of moed lemiksas. The kamoed lamina, it's the same min. I can ask me, so in the ratio, why isn't that called minataina? So Teres is in the ratio, the problem is it's not a dava mesuyim, it's not defined. Because I said, you owe me a big menorah. And he says, no, a small menorah. So it's not defined how many Lego pieces it is, or what the weight is. Mashenke, in the second case, we're talking about the menorah made out of pieces. There I'm still clearly saying, you owe me 10 ounces. And he says, no, I owe you 5 ounces. So it's clearly defined, the weight. And therefore, it's made the mixas. That's Pshat and Mishnah. In the Brice of the Chilp to menorah, in the ratio, menorah in the Sefer. Freit the Gemara, if you're ready being nachis to handle a menorah made out of pieces, so why can I say that it's possible to have a belt that also is a shaila of Moed HaMikzas. The Braisa says that Azura is not called Moed HaMikzas because it's not Min HaTayna, it's a different type of belt. Yochi Azura Nami Nisli V'Luk Rid Lifei. Talk about a belt that has different attachments to it. And you could say in the Sefer that if you say, you owe me a 10-inch belt. He says, no, you owe me a 5-inch belt. So then that would be a case. Same Min HaTayna because it's made out of attachments. And also, you're fine. Why don't you say a case in Bar Azura? So the Gemara, the life you like, Tani. We're not talking about belts made out of attachments. Hachinami, afraid tomorrow. But Shalchul is like Tani also. It's not the way Chul is either. I'm not made out of pieces. So it's back Shver. What is the Chulk? The Eresha and the Seifa. Elom Rav Amamol, Shayim Menorah, Hov Yochel Agur, La Amidah, Chomish Litrin. I'll tell you the terrace. That Rav Adam talking about Menorah, Gdor, Menorah, Ktana. And the second case was, I tainted how many ounces. But here, it's the same min. Why? Because if I have a big Menorah that weighs 10 ounces, there, I can make it into a 5 ounce by leaving it the same size and shaving it down. The race just talked about, you said, Amnerik Tana, Amnerik Dayla, that's a different min. But here, in the second case, it was same size Menorah, just different weight. It's possible to take a Menorah that's a 10-inch high Menorah and shave it down to make it 5 ounces by shaving down the metal. So that's what comes out, that's a pshat in the Braisa. Now, Agav, Tosis speaks out, the Lechera here, if Maskana were talking about this, so it comes out, the Braisa is not discussing Bechlal, the halachas of Mida Mishkal. It's just handing Min HaTayna. The whole Braisa says a case of Tvua, of Menorah, of Azura, all talking about Min HaTayna. So where does this Klal, Zah Klal, come in? So Tosis says, Bishnoi, we've learned that the Braisa is talking about Chulius. And that was the shayla between the ratio and the sefer. Between the ratio and the sefer was chulius, and the shayla was that I speak out how much it weighs that we hear me the mishkal. But now that we're learning, everything is not to a chulius, to a min hataina. So it's shver. What's the zeh klal? So that Rabbi Akiva answers that it's possible to learn even from maskana the ratio to my chulius, and was saying even by chulius stole since he didn't speak out. You said gedol and ktana, therefore it's not talking me the mishkal, and that is the reason why you are potter.